Hi, this is Blake Andrews, lead pastor at Victory World Outreach, Denton, Texas. This is our podcast, and we're so glad that you came to check it out today. I hope this message encourages you and inspires you to do great things for God.
Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Lord, receive the glory. Receive the glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Before you sit down, tell someone right next to you, just one, you're glad they're here. Amen. If we let you get loose, we'll be 5 minutes. Amen. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. How many are happy tonight? How many got a pulse in here and can feel the presence of the Lord? Amen. He's here. Evident that he's here, and you're excited, and God is happy because we're here for him tonight. Amen. We're not here for a church or a people. We're here for Jesus. Amen. He has changed our lives this morning, tonight. How many have never stepped into this building before? Just lift your hand up. Your first time ever being here. Let's give them a big hand tonight. Amen. We're glad you're here from different churches. Amen. Well, it's going to be an awesome 24 hours. That's what it's going to be, 24 hours. And we've got all the churches here, all the pastors and their families here, their wives and their kids, and from far, from Wichita Falls, from Amarillo. You'll hear from them tomorrow night as well. Amen. South Dallas, Gainesville, Bowie. Amen. Garland. And we're blessed to be the host tonight in this church and just see what God is going to do to go back to our cities with an excitement, amen? And we're going to have, I believe this is going to be the best revival we've ever had. It's going to start off awesome. It's going to end awesome, amen? So just in case you don't know what's going on, we've been announcing it. We'll just remind you tonight, we're going to have a great word in just a moment, some time at the altar. That's the most important part of the service, where we hear the message and then we respond, amen? And then tomorrow morning, I want to see this many people again for discipleship. Amen. At 10 o'clock, we're going to go over something the Lord's put on my heart for tomorrow and show you something I promise you've never seen. Isn't that cool? I promise you've never seen it in your life, no matter who you are. And it's going to be awesome. And God's going to speak to us to keep us going on the track that we're going, to keep staying faithful to the call of that right there, amen? The reach, the teach, and the send that started so many years ago with a vision to plant churches around the world. How many know we're fulfilling the vision tonight? That's all we're doing, is fulfilling the vision that God gave our pastor, amen, many years ago, and that came from Jesus himself and was passed on for the last 2,000 years, amen? So we'll have that at 10 o'clock. We're going to start right on time, so please be here on time. We've got childcare. If you have any questions about that, just ask somebody about that, and we'll help you out with that. And then afterwards, we're going to have a potluck. And you haven't seen a potluck till you've seen a potluck here. We get down with the food, amen? And I resemble that tonight, amen. Whoever's got that black Nissan Rogue, we won't stare at you, I promise. But if you want to keep it Rogue, you might need to go out and move it because there's a truck trying to get into this gate right here. So I'm sorry if that embarrasses you, but it'd probably be more embarrassing to go out and not have a vehicle after. So there's a truck trying to get in right behind us here. So just go out and move it if that's you. All right. That's something you got to do, amen? We don't want to ruin the spirit and go out and not have a vehicle. And but I got good news on that. Pretty soon, we'll have our own building, and we won't have to share with anybody on the land. Amen? But we're thankful, but we won't have to deal with that. So then we'll have food after outside in the back. We're going to have just a fellowship, time of fellowship. Everybody's welcome. No one, it doesn't cost anything. Amen? You just come and eat. And then tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, we'll finish off this revival for the 5 to 6 churches that are here. And then everybody go back to their churches on Sunday, amen? And Pastor Brian from Garland is going to preach tomorrow night. Amen. He's going to bring a powerful word. Amen. It's going to be exciting. And then Sunday, you'll go back to your churches. Then we have a special treat here in Denton. You can be jealous if you don't come here. We have the general. Pastor Jones is in town. And he's going to be here Sunday morning. Amen. At the 11 o'clock service. So if you come to the 9, you have to hear me. But if you come to the 11, you get to hear Pastor Jones. So it's going to be awesome. Amen. It's going to be an awesome. God, Holy Spirit just orchestrated it for him to be here. It wasn't planned, but it's going to be awesome finish to the revival. Amen. So how many got your Bibles, your notebooks? Amen. Your heart's open and ready. We came. We're here. Let's get something tonight. Amen. And it's so exciting to do this. What we're doing is we're not doing something special. We're doing what we've always done, which is revivals. But we decided to do, and we cleared it with our home church to make sure it was okay. We decided to do something where we'd have a revival. And instead of bringing in a pastor from another church like we do, Pastor Bland, Pastor Marshall, Pastor Paul, different pastors that have come in to preach, we decided to have our own guys preach that we've sent out. They're pastoring. Give them a chance to preach and stand in front of you precious people and give a word. And it's nerve-wracking. Amen, to see all your faces. And so the Holy Spirit's going to take over, amen? And I don't know exactly how many years ago Pastor John and Ceci came in, but when they came in, it was a jolt of a good, in a good way, to our church. They came in and brought new life to our church and just transformed, God transformed their lives, and I don't know if he's going to share anything, if he's just going to preach, but gave them four beautiful miracles that they weren't even supposed to have babies. They've got four kids now. And just an amazing couple that led our youth for many years, did a great job with that. Preached the youth camp, was it last year? And we heard nothing but amazing things about what God did in that youth camp. I'm a little jealous because I've preached it too, and they said it was the best one ever. So that's all right. That's good. Amen. You want to see your guys do better. Amen. So, and I've preached it three times, so. But I heard lots of good stuff, and they're just a tremendous couple, and they're from South Dallas. They're doing a great work in their church down there, and I know there's some from tonight from South Dallas. But let's open up our hearts, and let's let Pastor John know we love him tonight as he comes to preach the word. Amen. From South Dallas, Texas.
Amen. Amen. Y'all may have a seat. Glory to God. Amen. Can you guys hear me? Amen. I'm going at it today. Amen. Hopefully you guys are ready and excited like I am today. Amen. 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 Well, before I do get started, all right, settle down real quick. John, settle down. Pastor, settle down. Amen. Well, before I get started, I do want to just thank God for this opportunity. Amen. I want to thank God for this opportunity that I can stand behind a pulpit and preach to God's word. Amen. I don't take it lightly. I take it serious. I know I'm a jokester. If you guys know me, I like to play around. I like to say jokes in here and there. But this part right here, I love this. This is a moment where I love, and I just want to take the time and acknowledge God. And I'm so thankful, and I'm so thankful for his mercy and his grace. As Pastor Nestor was talking about, I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for this pulpit or with grace of God over our life. Amen? Amen. Also, before I do keep going, I want to acknowledge my pastor, Pastor Blake, Miss Carla, Pastor Mario, Miss Dianza. Thank you for your discipleship and your guidance, your prayers. Amen. Thank you. Again, it's hard leaving home. Can I get an amen? All the pastors said amen. It's hard leaving home. But again, with the discipleship, with the prayers, and knowing that we're going filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, we can move, amen. So, again, I just wanted to acknowledge my pastor and honor my pastor. And, again, I want to honor my beautiful wife that she's here with me this evening, amen. My beautiful kids are in the back, amen. My four testimonies, amen. So if you see my kids, they're testimonies. Maybe you haven't seen a miracle. Looking for my kids. I got reports, I got doctor's reports saying that I shouldn't have any children. I got four of them. I'm not sure where they're at exactly, but I know I got one son in the back. I got one beautiful one right there. They praise, they worship, they lift up the name of Jesus. There is nothing else that I want, amen? If they're calling out to the name of the Lord, come on, church. Amen. 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 That's all right. Let's get into my message. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. This is that's a lot of people. I'm not going to lie. It is a lot of people. Amen. This is probably the most I've ever preached to, but it is amazing. Amen. This is amazing. And during this whole time, I know it was going to be a full packed, full-on weekend. I knew it was going to be. And you know me, if you guys know me, one of the things that I was doing, I was going into praying and praying and fasting for this service. I know I was going in prayer. Lord, if you allow me to preach in this revival, Lord, I pray that you anoint me with that word on that revelation, Lord, that nobody has ever heard before. Give me that word, Lord God, so I can share it to your people. Amen. That was me. I was praying. Lord, I'll give me that one word. Give it to me. I'm ready. Amen. That was me. And every time I kept praying, the name Jesus kept popping up, right? Kept popping up. And I'm like, Lord, I know I'm preaching about Jesus. I know it's all about Jesus. There is nothing else that we need. All we need is Jesus in this place. Amen. But I kept praying, Lord, okay, where's the revelation? Where's the Bible that connects to the Old Testament, to the New Testament? Give me something that nobody has ever heard before. And the same word kept popping up, Jesus. So today, church, I'm preaching about Jesus. Amen. I'm preaching about Jesus. And if you think about it, amen. And if you're in this place, maybe you're in this place and you know me. I know if you know me, maybe you're thinking in this place, oh, this pastor is going to use big words like cornucopia and plethora and stuff like that, long sentences and all that. That's not me. But I know this, Jesus doesn't need any help. Can I get an amen? Jesus doesn't need help from me. Amen. All Jesus calls me to go do and share the gospel. Go preach the word. Amen. Share the gospel and share scriptures. Give scriptures. The Bible says that his word does not come back in void. Amen. His word will not come back in void. So all we get to do is, hey, let me throw the seeds out there and God will bring forth the fruit. Amen. So we're going to be talking about Jesus. If you got the title, the title of this message is Staying Aligned. Staying Aligned. Amen. Staying aligned. And Jesus doesn't need any help. Can I get an amen? Amen. Psalms 139, if you got your Bibles, open up there. And while you're opening it up to Psalms 139, how many have ever had a bad alignment in their vehicle? Meaning in a bad alignment, when I'm talking about your steering wheel is going one way, but your car wants to go the other. Amen. Whenever you let go of your steering wheel, your car wants to keep going left, left and more left. Amen. Those are signs of a bad alignment. If maybe you're in this place and you don't know what an alignment is. If you let go of your steering wheel, your car wants to decide to go left or right. I'm not sure what way, but it's going to decide to go one way. Amen. Another sign of a bad alignment, it's your tires being threaded. There is something's wrong with your tires. You can see damage on one side of the tires, but not the other three. Amen. That might be a sign of a bad alignment that you might be in. Or maybe if you hit your acceleration, that's also another sign of an alignment. And if you hit your acceleration, your car starts vibrating. I'm not a mechanic. I'm not standing here saying that I'm a mechanic. But I researched that. Amen. I researched it. But I want you guys to know that for us in our life, amen, maybe your alignment right now, maybe you might be thinking, that's what I need to go do. I need to go get an alignment done. If your car gives you a sign, a warning sign. If your car gives you a warning sign, a light check engine light turns on, tire pressure's off, something turns on. If a car gives you a design, a sign, a signal or a sign that you need to go do, you need to go take care of something. If it starts telling you, hey, you need to go fix this because if not, you can cause damage. You can cause more damage to your car. You can cause more damage to the people around you, or even it can lead to death. Amen? I'm getting somewhere, church. Be patient with me. I'm getting somewhere, I promise. Amen? It can lead to death. How many know that God designed us, made us perfect? He made us a lot more valuable than a vehicle. Amen? I don't care what type of Tesla car you got in front of me or that new Tesla vehicle. I'm still more precious in God's eyes, amen, than a vehicle, amen? And God designed you and I, amen? And God designed you and I so much greater. And how many know that we also get signs? You and I get signs when we're going way left. You and I get signs in our spirit. We start getting signs. I'm going, something's wrong with me. I need to get myself checked out. Amen. there's something that's wrong with me. And before I start reading in Psalms 139, this is what the Bible says. God designs us to be perfect, church. Let me start there. It says in verse 13, "For you are formed in my mother in inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." That's you and I this evening, amen? That's you and I. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are the works that the soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Come on, church. And skillfully wrought out in the lowest parts of the earth. Ephesians 2 tells me that we are God's masterpiece. You and I this evening, we're a lot more precious than a vehicle. Amen. I don't care what type of vehicle you drive all over this place. It might be that million-dollar one that I researched and how much a vehicle is. It's worth $1 million, somewhere around there, past $1 million. That's not worth more than you and I this evening. Amen. The Bible tells me in Ephesians 2, for we are God's masterpiece. The Bible says that he also numbers the hairs that are in our head. Amen. He knows us better than we know ourselves, church. I want to just make that clear. I want to start out there that God designed you to be perfect. God designed you to keep on moving. God designed you, amen? And if God made you, he says that you're a masterpiece, amen? He says that you're a masterpiece, so God formed you, amen? But many times in our life, and not just me because I haven't done that, but we've seen in times where maybe you do get a check engine light or something happens in your car where a light pops up. And you put a black sticker on it, a black tape on it or something. We just want to ignore it, but it's still there. That's the same thing that you and I can do in spiritual battles. It's the same thing that you and I, as Christians, we can come here, we have a check engine light, but we're going to walk out the same way that we walked in. Come on, church. Amen. We can walk in the same way. We're going to walk out. I'm good. I'm good. Check engine light's on. Stay at the altar until you clean it up. Amen. Stay at the altar until we clean it up. When I tell you all we came for is preach Jesus. I'm not here saying anything else. I'm not here saying nothing else. In your life, whatever needs fixing, call out to Jesus. Amen. Call out to Jesus. Amen. Call out to Jesus. As far as I know, amen, those stickers are there. If you have air in your lungs, can I get an amen? If you have air in your lungs, you still have an opportunity for an alignment in our life. You and I still have air in our lungs. We can still pray and go into the grace, in the throne of grace with authority. Amen. We can pray, Lord, I need the alignment, Lord God. I need to get aligned, Lord God. I know there's things in my life that I might be going through. But I've been trying to hide them or ignore them. Let that check engine light keep on popping up. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to stay there. But we don't know that thing can cause death, the Bible says. Yeah. Amen. It can lead forth to death. Here's another one for you. And I love what King David said in Psalms 139. And I pray that maybe in your Bible you have this one highlighted. In Psalms 139, verse 23. It says, "Search me, O Lord. Search me, O God." When was the last time you prayed that prayer? Lord, search me. Amen. Lord, search me. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet, my mind, search my eyes. Everything, Lord God, search me. When was the last time we prayed that prayer? And know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Here we go. Here's another tough one for you. Point out anything in me that offends you. Lord, I want that. I want that. Anything, whatever it is, whatever is keeping me from getting closer to you, pull it away from me, Lord God. Point it out so we can fix it. Check engine light pops up all the time. Amen. Spiritual battles, they pop up all the time. Amen. We go through our battles every single day, those addictions, those things that were brought into this place. It's not too late. As far as I know, an alignment can be so far. It can be so messed up and the car is still not totaled. Amen? As far as I know, you can be all the way left and you can come into this place and God can redeem you. God can change your life. He can mold you. He can fix you up. Amen? But we want to be in churches nowadays, we want to come into church, oh, whenever I'm ready. I want to clean myself up, then I'm going to go into church. I'm going to give my life to God. Because God doesn't know, nobody knows the things that I'm going through in life. Nobody knows about that addiction that I'm going through. Nobody knows about the things that I'm looking at my computer that I shouldn't be looking at. Amen. Even though I'm in my closet on my phone, going through Twitter, one video goes to another video, goes to another video, and all of a sudden you're addicted to the phone. Let me keep going, church. Amen. Maybe you're in this place and you're thinking, Pastor, I'm way too far gone. Pastor, you don't know the things that I'm going through. You don't know the things that I've done in my life. You don't know, Pastor, I've done too much. I don't care what type of addiction. I've seen my God break every addiction. Amen. I've seen my God break an addiction. Amen. You can't tell me a drug dealer can't give up drugs. You can't tell me that a drug dealer can't give up selling from selling any type of drugs. You can't tell me that a drug dealer can give that up and trust God with their finances and be set free. And all of a sudden, now we're praising and worshiping. God did it. He's done it in our church. There is somebody that's that. Amen. That's a powerful testimony. You can't tell me my God is not real. The Bible says in Psalms, only a fool. Come on, church. Only a fool can say that there's no God. Amen. You're in the right place this morning. But I also want to talk to the ones that have been here for almost 20 years. To the Christians that have been going and going through the motions and possibly even checking the box. 30 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. Yeah, I've been saved 25 years. I'm good. But do you have a relationship with God? Amen. We can make it look all nice and everything. We can put lipstick on a pig. We can do it all. Amen. We can make it look all nice, but come on, church. If the relationship with you in Christ isn't there, the Bible says if we don't have love in our hearts, we're like noisy gongs just going, moving through the motions. If you and I don't have love, church, amen. If you and I don't have love, where are we? With that check engine light, with the tape over our, and we're laughing at the people that do it. But spiritually, you and I, maybe you're in this place right now doing the same thing. Amen. You're in the right place this evening. Amen. You're in the right place. And I think of an alignment. This is where the main passage of this message is going to be at in Acts. Open up your Bibles to Acts chapter 9. This is where the main of the passage is going to be. But I think of an alignment. And there's no bigger alignment that I can think of somebody that's trying to kill Christians. Amen. A gentleman named Saul that was going, he was heading to go destroy and kill every type of Christian that he can find. And we're going to read that in a little bit. We're going to read that right now. Acts chapter 9, verse 1 says this. Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats and with every breath. Let me read that one again. Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. Amen. So he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressing the synagogues of Damascus, asking for a cooperation in the arrest. I like to just think about that. It's like a warrant. Amen. There's nobody's going to come in here and bust doors down. Guys, relax. Amen. People, relax. But he's pretty much calling a warrant. If any followers of any followers of the way. Amen. Quick teaching on this one. Before the word Christians came in, they were calling people that followed Jesus followers of the way. It wasn't until they reached into Antioch, that's when it all began. That's when the word Christian, they started discipling people. Amen. But how many all over this place know that there is only one way? There is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. There is no other way. There is no other way. The way, the truth, and the life. I can get excited and just stay on that scripture all day. If it wasn't for the way, the truth, and the life, where would you and I be right now? Amen. Where would you and I be right now if it wasn't for that? So I'm a follower of the way that he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. As he was approaching Damascus, in this mission. You might not know this evening, but you and I are in a mission. You and I wake up every single morning and you and I are in a mission. Amen. As he was describing, as he was heading on a mission to Damascus to destroy and kill Christians, you and I are in a mission every single day to go out and share the gospel, to go get more people for Christ. Amen. How many love that? That we can go out there and share the gospel with others. Amen. As he was approaching Damascus on a mission, verse 3. As he was approaching Damascus on a mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell at the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" If we go back to verse 1, Paul was in a mission to go what? To go kill, to go find the people of the following the way. He wasn't going after God. He wasn't going after the Lord. He was going after the people. Amen. Catch it somewhere. I'm getting somewhere, church, I promise. And now, all of a sudden, Jesus shines a big light on him. A light, bright light, shines on him. And he fell down, the Bible says. Fell down at the ground and heard a voice of saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" I love this. I love this part because one of my favorite scriptures, and you guys have many of you guys have heard it, but in Psalms 27, if we have that one, Psalms 27, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. For whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes," what happened to Saul? He stumbled and fell. Amen. "Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though a war may rise against me, in this I will be confident." Amen. Amen. So Saul was going after the believers. Jesus stepped in the way. Amen. He stepped in the way. He said, "You ain't touching mine." Whoever you're at, wherever you're at in this place, you're a follower of Jesus Christ. If you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior, and this is a promise for you and I, no matter what comes against you, they're going to stumble and fall. No matter what comes against you, a light's going to shine on them. Amen. No matter what happens in your life, you're going to be protected. The Bible tells me, if God is for me, then who can be against me? Those are promises for you and I to keep in our pockets ready. Whatever wants to come my way. Amen. I know when we moved to South Dallas, we didn't know what was going to come after us. We didn't know the things that were going to come. But we understand, hey, we understand we live a spiritual life. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, amen. But God came and give life and life more abundantly. Amen. When I tell you I am not afraid, I tell you because I have these scriptures in my heart and I can boldly proclaim them. Amen. I can boldly proclaim them. That my God, no matter what I go through in life, my God will set me free. Amen. My God will rescue me. My God will be right there with me. Amen. It's a promise for you and I. You know, this is why I believe why King David was so confident in him. Especially, I know in our church, we sing a song, and the song goes like, it goes, "God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom." Amen. I don't know that second part. "In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated." And we're going to shout it out. Amen. So church, I'm not ashamed. No matter where I'm at, I'm not ashamed. Amen. But again, we can be at a church service 15 years, 5 years, 15, 20 years, checking the boxes. I'm okay with doing this. I'm okay with just coming to church, lifting up my hands, knowing that I have a heart issue, knowing that I'm going through things in my house, knowing that my marriage is hanging by a thread. I'm still going to walk out the same way. Knowing that I got financial burden, and financial burdens are heavy, but I don't want to fix it at the altar. I want to just put a black tape on it and head out. Amen. That's a word for you and I this evening. I want us to confirm before we head out, you don't have to wait for tomorrow. Today can be the day of salvation, the Bible says. Though today can be the day of salvation. Amen. Today can be the day. No matter what you're going through in life, God will set us free this evening. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, God is on your side. Now look at your other neighbor. Tell him, God is on our side. Verse 5. Let's keep on reading. Verse 5. Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. Who are you, Lord? And the voice replied, I am Jesus, the one who you are persecuting. When I think of that scripture, church, I think of the moments, especially when we were out there street preaching. How many people do we have in this place that have been out there street preaching? Amen. Look at all those hands. If you haven't been out there, I challenge you, get out there. Get out there, church. And I think of that whenever you're preaching the word of God. You're out there proclaiming the name of Jesus. And when you got people walking around doing whatever they want to do. Amen. Calling us whatever every type of name. But I think of a scripture like that. There's no way that they cannot say that there's no God when they look around at the sky. They look around at the moon and how beautiful it is. They look around at the sun and how perfectly it shines. How perfect oxygen that we have in this place. How perfect gravity that we have in this place. You cannot tell me that they walk around and when you start proclaiming the name of Jesus, you start saying Jesus out there, all of a sudden they're going to go out when hearing the name of Jesus. They're going to leave that place with seeds in their hearts. Amen. They're going to go out there and hear the name of Jesus. So I don't care. If scriptures are going to be thrown out there, scriptures are going to get tossed out there, and God will bring forth the fruit. And I think of that because there's many times we've seen from street preaching, people have walked into a church service. Amen. The same people that are cussing you out, the same people that are giving you every type of curse or whatever they're trying to throw at you, they're going to be inside of a church saying, Lord, Lord, Lord. It is you. I was coming after your people, but now I'm in this place right here worshiping with your people, Lord God. Amen. And now I'm worshiping with your people, Lord. Amen. Lord, Lord. I am Jesus, the one that you are persecuting. Amen. Mark 13 says this. Mark 13:13 says, you will be hated by all of my namesake. So when you go out there, you start proclaiming the name of Jesus. You got to decide do you want the world to like you? You want your coworker to like you? You want your boss to like you? Amen. Teenagers, do you want my best friend to like you? Amen. They're going to hate you because of his namesake. I'm okay with that. The Bible tells me that what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but to lose his soul? Church, I don't want to wait not one second. Today can be the day. Amen. I don't want to wait for tomorrow. Today is the day. And it doesn't stop us. As long as we have air in our lungs, the Bible says that we can give him praise. Amen. Amen. And that's in the middle of our jobs. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. In Mark 13:13, it also says this at the very end. But he, come on, that's for you and I. But he who endures to the end, he who stands firm, he who holds on, even when the winds and the waves come, whoever stands at the end, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. Church, God's promises are for you and I this evening. I'm not here reading anything else. I'm reading scripture. If these scriptures don't excite you, we're going to be at the altar in a little bit. The check engine light's flashing. Come on, church. If these scriptures don't excite you, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? All those scriptures, that they don't excite you, we're going to be at the altar in a little bit. So just hold on. Don't leave. God's going to do surgery in your heart this evening. Amen? Because I came to get corrected as well. I came myself. When I talk, these messages are for us. Amen? These messages are straight for me, myself first. Amen? Let's continue reading. Verse 6. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what to do. Saul received his alignment that moment. Saul received his alignment. And many of you, maybe you've heard the word, the kairos moment. Amen. When God just, that was it. The moment that he met God, the moment that he just, his life was transformed. That Greek word, kairos moment. And how many know that Saul could have said no? Amen. He could have put the check in, he could have put that tape over the light and would have kept on going. But can I remind you that Paul was the one that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament? Amen. He wrote so much in the Word. But because he said, all right, I'm going to go. I'm going to finish. I'm going to do the mission. Now I got an alignment. Now my roads are going to start changing. Now I got to go this way. Now I'm still going to the same direction. We all are heading towards the same way. You and I, the Bible says that we all have an appointed time. Amen. We all have an appointed time. Then comes judgment. Amen. So he was heading towards the same place, but now he got an alignment, heading towards the right direction now. Amen. Verse 7. And a man with Saul stood speechless, for they heard a sound of someone's voice, but saw no one. Amen. This walk is between you and God. One thing that I had to realize, again, church, I know I grew up in church. When I was born, I'm pretty sure, my mom's over there, my witness, I'm pretty sure that following Sunday, I was already in church. I know I was, because everything I remember, I knew, Pastor, he's about to get up. Go back. Especially those Vigilias, that's how you say it in Spanish, Vigilias. It's one of those services that you start at 7 p.m., you go all through midnight, and you leave the church like around 10 in the morning. So my place to be was always in the back, just sitting back there and taking a couple naps. Amen? But we were in church. Our family is in church. Can I pause real quick as well? One thing that I just saw and the Holy Spirit just gave me. And this is amazing in a way. This is so amazing that I can stand here right now and preach God's word and know that my whole family is in this place right now. Oh, Lord, thank you. Man, that is all glory to God. I got my parents here, my brothers in the back. Hey, man, my sister's here. My other sisters are here. All my nieces and nephews are here. Amen. My mother-in-law is here. My wife is here. Again, church. There is no way that I can say, oh, yeah, I did that. There is no way that I can stand here and say that I did that. There is no way that no one in our family can say that we're here because they did that. All because of God. Our fasting and praying for our loved ones. Our fasting and praying, going after the lost. Amen. When was the last time you told your family member, come on, come to church with me. I have a chair waiting for you. To be able to see our family in this place. Everyone, every single one in this place. Now we got some cousins in this place. Come on, church. We got some South Dallas cousins in this place. Some family. Man, all because of the grace of God. All because of the grace of God. And I began to think because of that moment when they heard the voice. They heard a voice, but they saw no one around them. There was moments in my life when I thought I was going to get into heaven because of the prayers that my grandpa did. Because of the prayers that my mom would do at night. She would get everybody together and she would pray. I thought that was my ticket in. It's between you and God, church. Teenagers, it's between you and God. It's not between you, your dad, and your mom, and you. The Bible says that you're going to stand in front of God, not holding hands with somebody, not holding hands with your pastor, not holding hands with your youth leader. It's going to be between you and God. What is he going to say? There's only two things. Depart from me, for I never knew you, or enter in, good and faithful servant. Amen. Those are scriptures. That is from the Bible, church. The walk is between you and God. Verse 8. Saul picked himself up from the ground. And when he opened his eyes, he was blind. So his companions led him by the hand to Damascus, and he remained there blind for 3 days and did not eat or drink. So the place that he was heading now to kill people, to kill Christians, to destroy them, to remove them, to take them up, to chain them up. Now he's going to Damascus to receive a blessing, a miracle that we're about to receive. Because why? Because God told him, hey, head this way. And I will tell you, we're going to take care of you, but you just got to go this way. I know, trusting God, I know when you go out there, when pastor says, all right, we're sending you to South Dallas. Pastor, we don't bought a house here, pastor. Amen. Again, church, it's not that he just said, hi, y'all out. We wanted to. I promise you, we wanted to. But it's something. It's trusting God. No matter what you're going through in life, church, no matter what you're going through, amen, trust in God. No matter what you're going through, if God says go this way, go. If God says stay here, stay. If God says, hey, line yourself up. I need you to be an usher in this place. I need you to become get ready, put a suit on. I know it might be out of your comfort zone, but put a tie on. Let's go. Be ready in case your number is counted. And all the men said amen. Amen. And all the pastors, that's how we were this week. We're ready. We're ready for that text message. Who's up? But we want to be ready. If your number's called, will you be ready? Amen. Due to time, I want you guys to read verse 10 to 16 for later on. Read that one for homework. Read it tonight. Amen. Before you go to sleep. But the Lord gave a vision to Ananias. It's another gentleman. Him, he was in a mission himself. He received his own mission. Why? Because his name, he was ready. He was ready. Amen. So God gave him the vision. Hey, go lay hands on Saul. Go lay hands on Saul so that he may see. And while I begin to close, verse 17. Go down to verse 17. And it says, so Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you're in this place, don't leave. Don't leave without asking God for that Holy Spirit to flow in you. Don't leave without being baptized with the Holy Spirit inside of you. Don't leave this place without being able to speak in tongues, amen, to be able to have that utterance sound in you, amen, where the fire just starts burning in you, amen. Well, how can we go out there and preach God's word? Because of the Holy Spirit. How can we go out there and preach it to your boss and your boss's bosses, to your directors, no matter who you're next to? Why can we go out there and preach to anyone, to everyone? Because of the Holy Spirit. If y'all know me, I was a shy guy. I'm still kind of shy in a way. Look, and everybody laughs. I'm still shy in a way. But when it comes to God's word, when it comes to talking about God, you turn the switch on. It turns something different inside of me. Amen. But this is what is so amazing with God's Holy Spirit that dwells in this place, that dwells inside of us. We can go out there with authority. The Bible tells me that I can stomp over serpents and scorpions. Amen. Let me say that on this side. This side didn't get too excited. The Bible tells me that I can stomp over serpents and scorpions. Amen. He tells me that I can stomp over serpents and scorpions. If God is for me, then who can be against me, church? Amen. If God is for me, then who can be against me? Amen. Verse 7. No, I'm in verse 17. Church, you guys getting me. Amen. Verse 18. Instead, instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he got up and was baptized. Amen. He got up and he was baptized. Afterwards, he ate some food. I like to say some tacos or something. But he ate some food, and he regained his strength. Saul stayed with the believers. Saul stayed with the believers. Once he received his miracles, what did he do? Stayed with the believers. He didn't go back to the place where he came from. He didn't go back to his vomit that the Bible says. Once he received his miracle, he stayed with the believers. That's a word for somebody in this place. You received miracles. You've seen miracle signs and wonders. You can't tell me that my father over here with a blue sweater on was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Amen. And God healed him. No more cancer in his body. No more disease. No more living cells of cancer in his body. Amen. You can't tell me. Then can you imagine seeing a beautiful miracle like that that only God can do? And all of a sudden then said, nah, I'm done. Thank you for the miracle, God. I'm out. Make it make sense. Amen. But many believers, maybe we're in this place this morning. Maybe you haven't been to church in a while. Maybe that was you. Maybe that was I. That was myself. That was you and I all over this place. Amen. He stayed with the believers. He stayed in church. He stayed with his peoples in Damascus for a few days. Here's the one. And immediately, we have it up there. Yeah, I want everybody to see this. I want you to see this in your Bible. Amen. Once he received his miracle, the scales came out of his eyes. Amen. Miracle signs and wonders were performed, was baptized, and immediately he began preaching about Jesus. Nothing else. Nothing else. He began preaching about Jesus in the synagogue, saying, he is indeed the Son of God. How many can all over this place, come on, church, how many all over this place can say that he is the Son of the living God? Amen. That he is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other thing that we need. Amen. Jesus Christ is all that I need in this place. Jesus Christ set me free. Jesus Christ can set you free this evening. Amen. Jesus Christ can restore a marriage this evening. Financial burdens, Jesus Christ can do that. If you're dealing with an addiction, Jesus Christ can set you free. Not pastor. Not pastor right here. Not pastor. Jesus Christ. Anxiety, depression, thoughts of suicide, thoughts of self-harm. Those are real. Teenagers, that is still the number one leading cause of death, suicide, deaths. We bind all that right there. Amen? In Jesus' name. How do we remove depression? In Jesus' name. How are we set free? How am I set free? By Jesus' name. The Bible tells me, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and then I will give you the rest, Jesus says. I don't know what you brought into this place. It truly, in the nicest way, it doesn't even matter what you brought into this place, because God is going to set you free tonight. God will set you free tonight. Amen? God will set you free. Only God can do it. So once your alignment happens tonight, once your alignment happens tonight, church, once the alignment happens tonight, and then you're going to say, all right, what's next? One thing that I always heard my pastor say, follow it up by another right step. Following it up by another right step. What did Saul do? He didn't go back to the world. He didn't start chasing the world. He didn't start chasing the promotions or the job or the careers. He went into a place and began to preach. Amen. Can everybody breathe in? Woo. Breathe out. You can preach. I always like to say this. How many all over this place, if you have a house, how many all over this place have a living room? South Dallas started off a living room. And now we're in a building. All because of the glory of God, grace of God, all because of God. But God, only Jesus Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Amen. With last scripture. And once your alignment happens, again, following up by another step, following it up by another step. And pray, sir, Lord, search me. Point out anything, Lord God, that offends you. And you might think, maybe you're in this place and you're thinking, all right, I'm good. Pastor, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm going to come to the altar and I'm going to pray. I'm going to give my word and I'm going to go to head to Brahms. I'm good. I'm okay. But here's a scripture for some of us in this place today. Proverbs 14:12. There was a path before each person that seems right. Let me say that seems right. That might look like you're heading towards the right direction. It might look like you're going in the right direction. But when that first pothole comes, and that second pothole comes, and the third pothole, and you just keep rolling over, and the alignment never gets fixed, and you're going to head out of this place thinking, I'm good, I'm good. The Bible tells me here in Proverbs 14, verse 12, but it ends in death. But we have a promise keeper in this place. Every scripture that was said, church, those weren't from my mouth. Those didn't come from me. Those were from the word of God. You can go back and read them yourself, church. Amen. With every head bowed and eyes closed all over this place. All over this place. And no one looking around. No head. No one talking. No one moving around. Maybe you've heard this saying many times. And maybe you've heard this quote many times. Don't allow your past to determine where you're going. Or your past doesn't define you. The Bible tells me that my God can wash me as white as snow. He can remove everything, every sin, everything that I'm going through, and he will throw it as far as the east is from the west. No matter what sin, no matter what stronghold, no matter what addiction, no matter what burden or fight that you have possibly brought into this place, Jesus can set you free this evening. And why do I go to the Bible? Why do I turn to the Bible? And why do we search for the Bible? Because in 2 Timothy, it tells me all scripture is God's breath breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, and here we go, correcting and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be equipped for every good work. All over this place, from left to right, front to back, and everyone that can hear my voice. As I was mentioning, this is between you and God. Maybe today is the day. How many all over this place are ready to rededicate their life or may give their life to Christ today for the very first time all over this place? Lord, I need you. Lord, I know I can't. There is nothing else, Lord God. There is nothing that I need. I want that Holy Spirit fire in me, Lord. I want that boldness, Lord God. But I know that it is only by you that we can be set free. How many all over this place? I want you just to pick up your hand and put it right back down. I want to pray for you this evening. Amen. I see those hands. Amen. I see those hands. Amen. I see those hands. Maybe you said that prayer before. But spiritually, we've been putting tape over a check engine light in our lives, on our spiritual walk. We've been trying to hide it. But today, the Bible says, today you can be set free. Today is the day of salvation. Today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. Today. If you want to rededicate your life, how many all over this place, just pick your hand up and put it right back down. I want to pray for you this evening. Pastor, pray for me. Amen. I see those hands. Amen. I see those hands. Amen. I see those hands. With every head bowed, no one looking around. I want to ask everyone who raised their hands or even was thinking about raising their hands, I want you to come up to the front and I want to pray for, I want you to take another step of faith. Amen. Take another step of faith. I know it might be, oh, I don't want nobody to look at me. No, come on, church. Amen. It's between you and God this evening. It's between you and God this evening. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. All over this place. Let's stand all over this place. Let's stand all over this place. This decision right here. Best decision. And all over this place, I think we've all said that before. We've all came up to the front and stood. We've all said, all right, Lord, if it's me today, Lord, search me. I want to make sure. I want to know from the bottom of my heart before I head out of this place. I know where I'm going to spend eternity. If today was my last day here on earth, I want to know where I'm going to spend eternity. The Bible says those who call out to the name of the Lord. Amen. Those who call out to the name shall be saved. If you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. So say this prayer after me. And say, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I fall short of the glory. But I believe and I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe that he rose from the dead. And soon, one day soon, he will call us home. So Lord, I ask you to write my name in the Lamb's book of life and lead me and guide me everywhere you need me to go. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 The Bible tells us that in heaven right now, there is the biggest party, the best celebration because of the decisions that were made this evening. Amen. I know it's loud in here, but in heaven, we can't even fathom how amazing, how exciting it is over there right now. Amen. One decision. One decision. So right now, I know we're going to pray. We're going to go into prayer. We're going to spend time with God this evening. Pastors, help us pray. But I want to make sure all over this place, pray that prayer. Lord, search me. Anything, Lord God, that's taking me away from you, Lord, point it out. Search my heart this evening. Search it, Lord God. Search it. Anything, anything. It might be friends, family members, whatever it is. Lord, search me this evening. Amen. Let's pray. Let's spend time with God this evening.
Thanks again for listening. If you want to hear more messages, please subscribe to our podcast channel. And if you like it, consider rating it and sharing it with your friends. For more content from VWO Denton, go to our website at vwotexas.com.